I have a very special message today because it's the anniversary of my mom's passing away. And I remember when she passed away, I felt so much grief. And I thought I would try something to help. So I lit a tiny battery-operated teacup candle, and I said a little prayer for her. Now, in those days, the candle didn't burn very long, the little battery in it. And it should have burned just a couple days maximum, maybe a week, and then gone out. And every day I checked it, and it was still lit when I'd wake up in the morning. It stayed lit for nearly 7 weeks. There is absolutely no logical explanation for this. And I chose to see this as a message from my mom. And I'll tell you why. During her final hours, she had reached the point where she couldn't talk. But it was obvious she was struggling to tell me something. And I was holding her and rocking her and telling her I love her. And I sang songs to her she had sung to me as a child. And one of those songs was, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. Well, when I sang that song, she smiled and she nodded her head up and down like, yeah, yeah. And I said to her, you want me to remember to smile? And she nodded. That was what she wanted. And she got real calm. And shortly afterwards, she calmly passed away in my arms. Well, that little candle reminded me of my mom's message. Every time I looked at it, I smiled. It was her message of love living on. And you too have a message of love that you give to children every day. You give it through your smiles, your words, the tender care you give to them. That love is like the little candle living on in the hearts and minds of children forever. That is making a difference. P.S. In honor of my mom on this special day, I had this great idea. We are having a special sale just for you on our Teacher Boutique. Get 20% off anything you buy today, and it's today only, ends at midnight, and receive from me. I will be there writing a special personal message in each package. So have a great day, and remember, you are a difference maker.